This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Tassos Ioannidis on the line. Sorry for messing up your last name, Tassos, with AMG International. And we're going to be talking about the continuing scenario in Greece with the refugees. And it's interesting to me because there's almost like two sides of the same coin, and I'll explain in a minute, but first, we'll talk about this refugee pileup on the Greek islands. Tassos, this latest development, it looks like the government is pausing construction on the new detention centers for the refugees. Is this merely like a political ploy? Do you think they're still going to go forward with it?
I do think they are going to go forward. It's a very short delay to appease some of the reaction of the local communities who do not want those camps on the islands at all. They want really the refugees to be moved from the islands to the mainland. And the government does not want to do that because then Turkey refuses to take back those who come but are denied asylum. So once they leave the islands, it's harder to return them if their applications for asylum are rejected. So it's a complicated situation.
Yeah, and it's the reason I said there's two sides of the same coin is because if refugees come to the mainland where you guys are, they get an incredible experience. There was this beautiful letter describing how Syrian refugees are treated at your hospital. Is that a pretty typical experience for refugees?
It is. If they come to the mainland, we have centers in three locations in the mainland. Two are in the greater Athens area. One is in Thessaloniki, where also in the north, where also our hospital is located. So we try to reach them and minister to them, help them with basic needs, and also help them as they adjust to more permanent life in Greece. Typically, the ones that are in the mainland are there for the long term, so they need to be assimilated in the local community. So there needs to be help in areas such as language training, vocational training, with placement in homes where they are going to live on a more permanent basis. And as you saw from that letter that you mentioned, there are times when there is medical help needed and they have nowhere else to turn. So in those cases, we do care for a number of refugees at St. Luke's Hospital as the need arises and as we have the ability to do so.
And this situation, you know, it's been going on for a number of years, just with the refugees flooding into Greece. Do you see any, I guess, what are the next steps? Like, what needs to happen to stop the influx or to resettle those who are in Greece?
Again, the answer to that question is complicated. The refugee influx to Greece started about 5 years ago, really. And more than 1.25 million refugees have come through Greece. Most of them have continued on to other European countries. But in the last 3 years or so, the borders of other European countries have closed to refugees. They go through an asylum process. The space for them, for those who are accepted to go to other European countries, is limited. So there is a significant number that is left in Greece. And then in the last year, there has been increased tension between Turkey and the European Union. Turkey has literally millions of refugees in its territory, and they are using the refugees as a pressure point to have the European Union and Western governments support their efforts to be involved in Syria or whatever else, what other goals they have. So Turkey is using the refugees as leverage. And in the last few months, we have seen an increase in the number of refugees that come from Turkey to Greece because Turkey is using that to pressure the European Union and Greece and the other Western governments to agree to whatever demands they have. So there is no foreseeable end to this influx. Again, there are the number of refugees in Turkey remains in the millions, and they come from Syria, from Afghanistan, from Iran, from Iraq, mostly from war zones, but not all of them are from war zones. Some of them are economic refugees, and typically in those cases, their asylum applications are rejected because their lives are not considered to be at risk. So those are returned to Turkey, or an effort is made to return them to Turkey. But the situation of this increased inflow of refugees is anticipated to continue for the foreseeable future, and there is no clear path as to how this is going to stop. So it is possible that we'll be here in a year and seeing even more refugees come to Greece.
And how, one of the things that we battle here in the West is compassion fatigue. So with that in mind, I guess, why should people continue to care, and how would you like them to respond?
Yeah. That is very true. There is compassion fatigue in Western countries, in the U.S., in Greece. Part of the tension that you see in Greece right now is because of compassion fatigue. The number of refugees has overwhelmed the local populations. There are islands where the refugee population is greater than the number of the local residents of the island. So you can see how this is putting a strain on local communities, and how there is, because this has gone on for years, there is fatigue with caring for the refugees. Yet at the same time, the fact is that they continue to come. And we need, from as Christians, from a Christian perspective, we need to focus on this movement of people. We need to continue to see it as an opportunity to reach people, to help them practically, and to share the good news of the gospel with them. And we have seen and continue to see many lives transformed. We see churches which are growing in Greece and other places from the refugees. These are people who have not heard the gospel otherwise. So when we see the situation and we wonder, well, what is going on? We can't really keep on doing this forever. We need to remind ourselves that God is bringing these people to us, and we need to be caring for them and showing them the love of Jesus. And God is at work, and He is transforming lives as we reach and help those individuals.
Amen. That wraps up my questions. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I think this pretty much covers it. I think this situation is going to be ongoing, and we need to just keep reminding ourselves, as I said, that this is an opportunity to share the good news, to share the gospel with people who were not going to hear it otherwise. And we see a growing church. And one day, I really believe that from among those refugees, we are going to see those who are going to go back to Syria and their and the countries they came from to share the good news with others.